asking a question. How many of you all are stuck in a place that you don't want to be? Stuck with scriptures and prayer and praise and worship and still can't leave that spot. You're stuck because really you're in the natural. How many of y'all ready to excel? There's only two realms. That's the natural realm, and there is the supernatural realm. In the natural realm, you are a man stuck, sick, broke, bad relationship, job problem, business problem. You're stuck. You're a Christian. You have no business being stuck because you have the right to excel. In the supernatural realm, everything is excelling. Now, whether you want to be stuck or you want to excel. So you will have to learn how to function in the supernatural. Now, the first thing, the supernatural overcomes everything that is natural. In the supernatural, there's creative miracles, there's signs, there's wonders, there's diverse gifts of the Holy Ghost. All of them work according to the will of God, but one thing I want you to know, God is willing. The reason God is willing for the supernatural is because he is a supernatural God. When you start operating in the supernatural, or no, before you start operating, when you were born again, God gave you an appetite for the impossible. And he will serve the meal. And so the impossible side of your life you begin to work on now to make it possible. The incurable diseases that is in this house that they have said you're going to be with it the rest of your life. The supernatural is about to come in on that thing and give you what you need. When we get through, and we probably never get through, dealing with this aspect of knowing how to function and flow in the supernatural. In other words, knowing how to live a supernatural lifestyle from the Bible. And the church has not known. I've searched here and searched there and have not found the atmosphere favorable for God to do some things instead of just talking about it. We have talked about God long enough. It's time to get out of the way and let God do what he want to do. All right? You may be seated. Ezekiel chapter 37 is the text that the Lord was trying to get over to me, getting me ready for these times. I've studied behind an apostle, and he's done a splendid job in his teaching, and I've learned a lot, and another apostle taught him three important things I'm going to teach you, but by the same token, the Lord was trying to show me how to get you in a position to function. Now, function and flowing is not the same thing. You function in the supernatural by yielding to the Spirit. You flow in the supernatural by forgetting about yourself and let him do it all. There's no no in the supernatural. There's no incurable, nothing that is impossible. Are you hearing me? And when we read here today, get my stand and go down here and put my notepad down there, Leroy. When we read today, I'm just going to do what the Holy Spirit tell me to do, you see. So when we read today in Ezekiel 37, we're going to also read in Ezekiel, I think, 47. Both of them, 10 verses. But they're going to share some things with us to get us ready to operate in the supernatural. Now, the supernatural, you got to know this. One thing, a few things we need to know about the supernatural. It is available. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay? The supernatural is available. The supernatural, when I say supernatural, I mean going past anything that tells you you can't go there. It's God moving on your behalf. Are you following me? It's available. Let's see what else the Spirit of God said to me. He says, available And it's valuable. The supernatural is valuable. The most valuable thing you have in your life, Bernice, is the supernatural. It's valuable, and then it is accessible. And you can participate in supernatural activities. You were designed. Talk about when you were born again, he says, by his divine power. That's supernatural there. We have too many. How long are we going to take them? We got too many breaks. Bring my note because I need my notepad. Put my note, get my notepad. But we got too many breaks on the supernatural. We have failed to let the Spirit break through. We got too much self-effort, too much religion, too much talent, too much education that does not work in the supernatural. And so we have put academic over revelation, talent over truth. And we got to bring it back. Are you listening to me? We got to bring it back in the right proportion. Now, we're going to see a dead case here in Ezekiel 37. But we're going to see a shifting. You're going to learn how to switch the transfer switch. You hear me? There's a transfer switch that the believer has, that they were in one place, but you look for them again, they're in another place. That happened in the 8th chapter of Acts. There was a man preaching, Philip was preaching, and after he got his job done, he was transported without an aircraft, without a train, to another place. Supernaturally. It's time for your transfer. In other words, you went to bed, you had a few things hanging on you, and things wasn't going right, and you wake up the next morning, everything gone.
That's right. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
So I want you to say this. I'm about to see a brand new day in my life. All this old stale stuff and stuff been with you 25 years got to go. You don't want them in your life, right? You don't want them in your life. I want to say some things before I read. Write these words down. Realm, the different realms you can operate in. R-E-A-L-M. There's two, really, the natural and the supernatural. We'll talk about them later. But then the next word is revelation. To operate in the realm in where we're going, he said to Peter, flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. But my Father, which is in heaven, it was revealed to him. There's a scripture says a man can't receive nothing except it revealed to him from heaven. And then one of my favorite scriptures, Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30, talk about Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. But I found out you can't even change yoke if you don't have a revelation. Amen. See, so you go back up to the 27th verse in Matthew 11, and he says, Jesus said, if my Father don't reveal it to you, there's no way for you to know it. Say revelation.
Revelation.
See, now the supernatural calls for not for reading. The supernatural calls for revelation. The route to the impossible. The route to the incurable. The route to being unstoppable in whatever you go after, it has to be through a revelation. You got to have a revelation. What I got to have?
Revelation.
A revelation. See, to mount up on wings like an eagle, you got to have revelation. To fly above what Satan's trying to put in your life, you got to have revelation. Religion never left the ground. Never left the ground. But revelation take us into, you listening? Into another dimension. A dimension where the glory is. Where God is doing things out of the ordinary. Revelation, realm, revelation. You got that? We're going to read in a minute. Reality. Reality. You have to know how to function in reality. That what is against you is not real. Why? Because it's not your reality as a child of God. You've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God, dear son. So sickness in your body is not a reality to you. It's a reality to the devil. When you come up with a revelation, you move that reality and bring the real reality by his stripe. I am healed. That's the reality. See, Satan been giving us his reality, but by revelation, we push what he calls reality and get the real reality. And you can't operate in reality without a revelation. Restoration. Restoration. God want to restore his church back to the book of Acts. Every chapter in the book of Acts has a miracle in it. You read the book of Acts. Some of them got 3 and 4 miracles. Things happening out of the ordinary. Lame people getting up. Dead being risen. Restoration. Where God can come in his church and do whatever he want to do. Then there's a revival. See, that's a revival. We're going to see that in Ezekiel 37 here. There's a revival take place. Then what we start doing then is reigning in life. Woo! He said, the Bible says, I think in the 110th Psalm, he said, I call you to rule in the midst of your enemy. Hallelujah. Wave your hand at me. Clap your hand. Rule. Say it. Rule in the midst of my enemy. Anything that's coming against me, I have the ability in the supernatural to rule. Now watch this transfer. I want you to watch this transfer. God gave me Ezekiel 37. He was leading me to bring the body of Christ into the supernatural apostolically. And then he sent me to some other material where I saw men with great revelation on this, on the supernatural. But then he said, why give you Ezekiel 37 and Mark 5? There's 3 miracles in Mark 5. A demon-possessed man, a woman with an incurable disease, and a little girl just died. And Jesus turned them all around. Supernaturally. If you read the Bible without a supernatural look, you're going to miss the whole Bible. Ezekiel 37, it began strong. The hand of the Lord was upon me. That's shouting ground right there. That means he's going to help me. Right? Huh? Every child of God has the hand of the Lord upon him. You talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. You just got to recognize that God's hand is on me to hold me up, to help me, to carry me when I can't go myself. You got to know that by faith. You got to say it. You got to believe it. You got to act like you're not by yourself. If you recognize as a Christian, if you recognize that the hand of the Lord is on you all the time. His hand rebukes sickness. Resist limitation. How can you be down? How can you be out? How can you be a failure? How can you say, well, how am I make it when the hand of the Almighty God is upon you? You know what? Something supernatural can happen when God got his hand on you. How many of y'all believe that? Something supernatural. Matter of fact, if God has his hand on you, something supernatural is going to happen. And I declare and decree every person in here, the hand of the Lord is on you, and something supernatural is going to happen in your life, not tomorrow, today. I say today. Tell somebody that you had the hand of the Lord on me. So I'm not worrying no more. I'm not taking no junk off the devil no more. Because the Lord's hand is stronger than the devil. And it's on me. Something supernatural going to happen up here today. I said something supernatural going to happen here today. Somebody going to get a new organ up here today. I'm tired of just talking about this supernatural God. I want to see him manifest. I want to see somebody who couldn't walk, coming here tired and they couldn't walk. I want to see them strutting out of here today. Because the supernatural power of God is in this house today. Listen to what he said. He's about to lead this man into a situation that he can't handle. And sometimes God permits you to go in a situation that you can't handle. And Satan think he has you. Did you let that boy that do? Start laughing. But he think he got you. You can laugh, but you say, I know he think he has me. I can't even believe. I can't even believe you. What? You saying the hand of the Lord on me everywhere I go? Yes. You just got to acknowledge. You got to tell your crazy brain. You got to tell your crazy mind. You got to tell your crazy friend. You got to tell your crazy family members. The hand. No, I ain't going down. The hand. I might not have no job right now, but I'm not going down. The hand of the Lord on me. You got to tell your crazy senses, trying to tell you you're not going to make it. Everybody else make it but you. No! I'm a child of the living God. The hand of the Lord. I'm going to get a miracle. I'm going to get a sign. I'm going to get a wonder. I'm going to get something that don't come normal. You know, I believe in education, but you don't need to know your ABC to get delivered. No, because God don't go by the alphabet. He said, I'm the beginning and the end. Because before your problem began, you was at the end. God, Doug, I wish I could preach up here. Before your problem began, you are at the end. Why? Jesus said, it is. So every demonical situation you deal with, everything that try to take you out, everything that try to hold you down, you need to declare to it, it is finished. Say it. Clap your hands. Shout hallelujah. Think about your greatest problem. When you get to think about the problem, think about your greatest desire. When you get through that, think about your greatest dream and holler out, it's finished. You didn't get that. We're so problem prone, you didn't get what I said. I said, think about your greatest problem. Think about your greatest desire. Think about your greatest dream and declare it's finished. No, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. See, we carried the whole thing. She was so problem-minded, we don't have desires. We don't have time for our desires. We're so busy dealing with problems. We're so busy dealing with problems, we don't have time to see our dreams fulfilled. But just now, I took care of all three of them. And you just stand in your same place and say, amen. All three of them was taken care of supernaturally. Your problem, which includes sickness, limitation, things don't want to straighten out, took care of them, and then got to your desire. Delight yourself in the Lord. You can't delight yourself in the Lord because you're so busy dealing with them demons. You don't have to deal with them. They're already. Use your authority. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. All right, I just walk over that. When you got a problem, you're just supposed to walk over that. You're supposed to be looking at your vision, looking at your dream, looking at the blessing God wants you to have. You ain't got time to be dealing with all these problems. You're supposed to walk on problems. Man, you're supposed to walk on problems. Yes, 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 I come against every pain that is in this house. Anybody got any kind of pain in their body right now, I rebuke it in Jesus' name and say, pain, turn that body loose now, up in here. This place has become a painless zone. Every pain has to bow right now. That's what I'm hearing in my spirit. You better check for your pain. Check up on your pain. Especially migraine headache. I want to get that migraine headache. That's a pain. Tell me that's a bad pain. I come against it right now. If anybody got any, gone. Jesus' name. You never have it no more. I've had that happen in my ministry with a patient with a migraine headache. All right, sit down. Y'all sit down. Now, we how to function and flow in the supernatural. The hand of the Lord has to be on you. Then you have to, notice he said, then you have to be carried by the Spirit. You see that? That's in your Bible? He said, the hand of the Lord is upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley. What? Who life in here? Who life in here full of dry bones? Full of dry situations. You're like you never can have no joy. You never have no peace. You fake it, but you're not making it. Now, so the Lord want me to deal with that now. We want to deal with that. See, you came here this morning. You came here on your own. And the Lord want to deal with your dry bone. You're going, dry bone, you don't have, dry bone is something in your life is just vexing you. And you can't seem to get rid of it. Supernaturally, you can get rid of all dry bones. Supernaturally. Say supernaturally. Supernaturally. He took him in the midst of a valley full of dry bones. I got to read him. I got to go. And verse 2, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. They wasn't just dry. They were very dry. Now, verse 3, pivotal for the supernatural. There is a transfer of switch from the natural to the supernatural in verse 3. What? Look for it. Now the transfer switch in verse 3 that transfer you from the natural to the supernatural. From yourself to God. Look for the transfer switch. See? Because we got so many scriptures we won't spit out. Some of y'all have been spitting scriptures out to God. Sometime You got to say, Lord, I don't know. Remember Jehoshaphat? Five armies against him. 2 Chronicles 20. He prayed, did everything he knew how to do. Then he said, Lord, I don't know what to do. But what he said next? Ooh, that will cause the supernatural if you take your eyes off the problem, off the circumstance, and look to God. You know, Satan gives a problem and ring a little bell. You want to keep, if you like to turn to something else, he ring that bell and make you look back at it. And in your own self-strength, he ring that bell, get louder and louder. But then, Korashisha, you who know how to flip that supernatural switch, you don't look at that bell no more. You're looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. That's who you're looking to. You see what I'm saying? That little bell. Everybody in here know about that little bell? You got a problem? You got something? You got sickness in your body? He rang that bell. But there's another bell called a dinner bell. Come get what belongs to you. You've been listening at the wrong bell. That bell that irritates you, that's Satan. The bell that gives you joy, that's the Lord. What bell you gonna listen to? Hold it down. What? Go look in my briefcase. They got a spiral tablet in there. Flip over tablet. Bring it here. I want to read something out of that. Verse 3. Now you got me in these dry bones. Now you're going to ask me the question. And real smart folks wouldn't answer. These heavy Bible carriers, y'all would have had an answer. Chapter 5, verse 14. And what happened? You missed the supernatural with Scripture. Oh, my man. You miss the supernatural with Scripture. You miss the supernatural with Scripture. Incurable diseases. Creative miracles. New organs. New bone. New hair. Spiritual provision of money is on the rise here. Nothing is impossible with God. I got to get you to believe that. I got to break this Western culture of having a nice little service and sing four little songs and the preacher preach a nice authoritative message, you know, just nice. And it's so nice. But it nothing happened. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Incurable disease, my goodness. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Can I get out of this mess? Will I ever have deliverance from this? Can I get a breakthrough on this situation I'm dealing with now? Talk to me now. Can I walk out of this disease that's giving disease in my body right now? The answer is, oh, Lord God, thou knowest. Put that on your problem. Put that on what you're dealing with today. I said, y'all don't want to hear what I'm saying. Put that on it. Don't try to give your answer. Say that, and he's going to give you an answer. Watch. Soon as he said that, God gave him the right answer for the supernatural. Y'all, I'm preaching up here. Soon as he said, oh, Lord, God, thou knowest, God gave him the right answer to solve the problem. But he had to admit, I don't know. And that's something we religious folk don't want to do. We know everything. Well, why you been dealing with it 15 years if you know so much? You really don't know. You think you know. Once you admit you don't know, then the Lord going to tell you how to know it. That's why we're not getting everybody healed in the church. That's why everybody don't get that breakthrough financially. We know too doggone much. I'll tell you, my life, you know, look at my life, I don't know how it happened. When it come to me, it didn't supposed to happen. It's not natural, it didn't supposed to happen. But now I want you to hear this now. But it didn't happen on accident. I had to participate. I had to investigate. I have to get to the point, I don't care what people think. I'm going to let God be God in my life, and I'm going to tell everybody I see God did it. Y'all don't want to do that. Y'all want to be all modest and everything, all quiet and everything. I declare every test in here going to turn into a testimony. Come on, hear me. Woo! I declare every test in this room going to turn out to be a testimony. Just hold on and be faithful, because you're going to have something to tell about this. The devil attack, but the devil don't know when he attack, he attract God. Man, I got to get further than this. Man, man. Listen. You saw the third verse, right? Huh? Sit down. Clap your hand. Say it out loud. Something happening to me. Right now. I'll never be the same. I'll never give up. I'll never quit. I'll never give in. I'm born to win. You heard that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That'll keep your old truck running. Running like new.
Yes, sir.
I'm born to win.
I'm designed
to function in the supernatural.
I'm designed
to go beyond the impossible. Let me read this quick. Sit down. Once he flipped that transfer switch, he moved into the supernatural power of God. Because when you got things are very dry, you need the supernatural. Are you listening to me? All right, Lord, I'll do it. Well, watch. Again he said unto me, since now you understand that I run the show. I'm going to permit you to participate. Since you know I run the show, now I'm going to permit you to participate. I'm going to let you get in on it. Since you know who's doing this. Got it? Tell me, I got it. You see that?
Yes, sir.
I got it. See, that's the Holy Ghost, boy. Since you understand who's going to do this, I'm going to let you participate.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you how I do things. May not a string of ordinary be left on you today. Not one ordinary string will be left on you today, because you've seen how not to be ordinary, not to be average, because you are a supernatural child of the living God, and our Father is a supernatural God. He's a supernatural Father, and He does supernatural things. It's It's never too late with God, because He does not work by time. Woo, write that down. Sit down. Come on, man. It's never too late with God, because God does not work by time. Matter of fact, God will suspend time for your victory. He stopped the sun for Joshua. God never quit being supernatural. We quit believing Him for the supernatural. We've been so busy with our program until the power can't come in. Now, Lord, you had to back me up here in the next 10 minutes. You got back just saying all these hard stuff. Now I want you to do something. Don't get scared. Woo! He love it. I ain't scared. He love it. You know what I told? I said, God, I'm preaching all this. You got to do something up here. I felt it too, boy. When I said that, I felt that power. I said, what? What you say, son? Don't leave me out here by myself. Now watch this. And He said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. This is not ordinary, you know. A man talking to dry bone. And say unto them, O ye dry bone. Whoa. What? What do you want me to hear? Thus said the Lord God unto these bones. I thought He was talking. See what He said? Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Talk to your problem. Tell them the breath here. Tell that sickness in your body, the breath here. The breath here. Breathe, Lord, on every situation in here. Woo, Jesus. Something dead about to come alive. Something sick about to get well. Something broke about to get fixed. Something hiding about to get free. Breathe, Lord. Some of y'all won't say nothing. Those of you, clap your hand. That's a shock. That's a shock your body when I tell you clap your hand. That's a shock your body in the truth. The breath of the Lord, breathing His life into my situation. God, become my victory oxygen. God, I say it again. God, become my victory oxygen. I got to say it again. God, become my healing oxygen. God, supernatural oxygen is going in my body now to kill and remove all diseases. Well, I know it yet. All right. You ain't heard me that. I'm going to tell you right now. God, supernatural oxygen is in my wallet. Yeah. Y'all don't understand. If your finance is dead, I just told you how you're going to live. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Anything that God breathed on multiplies. And he just breathed. If you feel your kidney is moving, he's giving you a new one. I'm not just saying something. I'm going to ask the Spirit lead me. He does that, you know, in meeting with people, let him be God. You understand what I'm saying? Talk to him up in here. How many more minutes I got here? Talk to me here. Talk to me up in here. Talk to me up in here. Talk to me up in here. Say, I'm not in the same position when I came in here. I'm in another position now. Better. I'm getting a feel. I'm getting a feel of vibration of God's in here. God in here. I'm feeling his presence. He's coming on the scene. I'm serious. God coming on. God about to come on the scene up in here, boy. I say, whoa, these days I've been looking for a long time, 40 years. But God is about to manifest himself right here, right now, in this place. Get ready. Receive. Man, I feel that, boy. I feel that. If you don't get nothing now, it's your fault. Thus said the Lord, verse 5, God unto these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live, and I will lay sin new on you, and will bring up flesh upon you. Now, I had a woman experience that already. I ain't calling no name, but she told me she experienced that. I ministered to her, and it's from the same chapter. And she needed some sinew to come on her bone, and it came. She felt it while it was coming. She said it felt like somebody wrapped my leg. God dog, that's it. She felt like somebody wrapped my leg, but it was God wrapping new sinew on her leg. And when she finished, she'll testify.
Yes, sir.
Her test gonna turn into a testimony. I found out a secret. I minister to buy a text now. You didn't get it. Everybody texting? I minister by text and email. I sat on my front porch and prophesied to a person and sent it to him. A direct message from God for them. And I will send you upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I'm the Lord. Verse 7, so I prophesied. I did what he told me to do as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bone, what happened to the bone? How? Bone to bone. Bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came up on them, and the skin covered them up above, but there was no breath in them. See, he breathed on them. Now you got to breathe in them. Some of y'all just been breathed on. But it's time today for the Lord to breathe in you. Listen Now, I'm prone to believe something already have happened in you. So check everything. When I'm preaching from now on, just check everything. And just let me know something. You boys be ready with the mic. I'm telling you, I don't want to lie. No, ahead and fake nothing for me. I don't need no fake. I'm serving a real God. I'm serving a God to do something up in hell. What? Oh, what? You know, I don't want nobody just want to preach and tell me something happened to you. Because I'm going to know you're lying. Let me tell you, go sit down. Ain't nothing happened to you. Yeah, Ananias, Sapphira, you're right. Don't be good. We really have a miracle, wouldn't we? You see, after that, the apostle did many signs. Great fear was on the church. That's what the Bible said. Then said, verse 9, come on, I got to get through here. Then said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Look what he did. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet as a exceeding great army. Come on, get a Lord hand. Now, let me say this, and then we're going to sit down. Because I'm going to read another scripture. Let me say this. And you go, no, don't sit down until I say this. You don't want to be sitting down when I say this. I want to announce this just happened to you. He said, I confirm my word with signs following. I just put his word forth from a throne position, because the Bible said we're seated with him in heavenly places. I just pushed that word out of my spirit to you, so it just happened in here. You receive that? All right, sit down. Now, Lord, which one? I want you to be studying this, because I'm not getting far today on a lot of things. There's so much. But I want you to study this. There's three dimensions it takes to operate in the supernatural. Faith, anointing, and glory. Now Romans 12:3 said God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. You can increase that faith by operating in it properly. 1 John 2:20 says there's an unction. You have an unction from the Holy One. And the 27th verse says there's an anointing that abides in you. So you have an anointing. Okay. And Jesus in the 17th chapter of John prayed that you receive the same glory that he had with the Father. Now, here's what we're going to have to study. By faith, we can accomplish a lot of things. And by the anointing, we can accomplish a lot of things. But there's another dimension in the spirit. All right? Now, this apostle who taught me this, another apostle taught him that. The three dimension of the supernatural. We had come, the apostle who teaching me, him and I both had come to a point that we knew there was more. We knew how to operate in faith. We knew how to operate in a strong anointing. But we knew there was another realm we couldn't get to. So the other apostle told him, and he told me through his book. And I'm about to tell you.
Yes, sir.
The three dimensions is faith and anointing. We know something about faith and anointing. We don't know much about the glory. Now the glory is all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. But you got to know how to make a transition from the anointing to the glory.
Oh.
See, when the glory show up, your faith and an anointing is not doing it.
That's right.
Yes. It's the glory, sir. It's God himself beginning to operate down each pew.
Yes.
And all he wants you to do is cooperate.
Oh my Jesus.
And what have happened, we've dissipated the glory by jumping and shouting and running and getting happy. And God came to do something. He came to drop off some hearts, some livers, and some lungs. But you got to know how when he come, not to disturb him, how to receive and flow with him. I'll teach you more about that. I just want you to be thinking about that. See, it's faith, anointing, and glory. The glory is another realm. It's another dimension in the spirit. In worship, that's why we sing worship song. And we had good service this morning. Good worship song and praise, because you're creating an atmosphere and an environment for the glory to come. And God just show up and in his dimension just start doing stuff. Oh, somebody got something. See, just like that. Bam, God do it. No. So, man, where did it come from? It came from God. So like I said, the Western culture don't know much about that because they got their program written up. I'm glad, two churches ago, God had a program. Leroy told me, said, they got the program. I said, I don't want no program. Tell them, tear them up. You know, program, Apostle Thompson going to be speaking and sing a song, then the prayer. I said, man, tell that man I can't function in that type of stuff. He tore them up too. Tell him, I don't want no program. His program has been killing us. We need power. Oh, my. Look, look at something else now. Something I tried to show you the other day, but now I think you can understand it better. Lord, I'm doing the best I can. Go to Ezekiel 47 now. I want you to lock these two. We haven't even got to Mark 5. And then we haven't got where God bear witness with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. That's the way God wants to show himself strong.
Yes, he does.
But here we got these rivers. We got these rivers now. And turn your Bible, put your finger in 7 John, John 7. Because I want to talk about these rivers a while. See, water represents the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
in Ezekiel 47, I don't know how many times, 8, 9 times, might be more than that, to use the word waters. It represents the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
so when he talk about being anchor deep, he talk about being anchor deep in the Spirit.
My.
Knee deep in the Spirit, waist deep in the Spirit. Then, now watch the revelation now. Then, when he get past the waist deep, he say he went in water that he had to swim. That's the glory. That's when you can't do nothing but hold on. Because God about to speed this thing up. You in waters that you can't handle. You can't pray your way out of this. You can't read your way out of this. You can't testify. You can't confess. It's God doing it. You're in a river now. You're in rivers of living water. It's too deep. Too deep for your faith. Too deep for your confession. It's not God doing something. Oh, y'all don't want it. Yeah, somebody don't even know what the scripture says. You don't know what the scripture says. They don't know what the scripture says. You don't know what it says. It says it went to the anchor. See, measure it first. See, God is a measuring God. He measure what you can handle.
Right. Come on, Dad. Come on, Apostle.
What? He got to measure. Can she take this? I'm about to show her something, a blow mind. If she don't understand, I can do it. That's why you got to measure it, because if you don't measure it, they'll walk in and get drowned it because they can't handle it. Anchor deep, you can, in water and anchor deep, you cut up.
Yep.
Knee deep, you all that now, yeah. And you get it your waist, you still can wade in the water. But when they get over your head, you better know how to swim or you're going to drown. And that's why God don't let us go in certain dimensions, because we don't know how to swim yet. All these little disciplines in your life are for a reason. The discipline in your life according to your several ability. The discipline in your life is to get you ready for another side of life, a deeper dimension of God's move. Are you hearing me? Go to Mark 5 now. Let me tell you something before I close. I'm going to have to go over an hour today, Terry. Go to Mark 5. Go to Mark 5. Let's slap the demons in their face.
Yes. Yes.
Demons have no authority over you. Don't give the devil no credit. Stop giving the devil credit. Talking about the devil on me. The devil ain't on you. You on the devil. The only power Satan has if he deceive you and get in your mind and build a stronghold or build an imagination or build something high that exalting against God, he's lying. He's the father of lies. John 8:44 says he's the father of a lie. The only access he has to you is in your mind. You ought to come to church on Wednesday. I'll get him out of your mind. That's right, am I right? Yeah. He's tricking you through your mind. He know you're more powerful than him, but he don't want you to know. But that's my job, if you let me do it. Some of y'all won't let me do my job, because y'all got something more important on Wednesday night than God. Sitting now eating God's stuff in your house on Wednesday night, tomorrow, I ain't going, man. I'm going to look at the internet. But just give me a minute. I got a minute? Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Mark 5. I want everybody to read Mark 5 two or three times a day so you can get this in your spirit. I ain't got time. Yeah, you got time. Cut the doggone television off. And that know the neighbor you got on the phone with. Cut them off. See, I got to go now. I got to go read Mark chapter 5. She up in everybody else's business. Tell her, you need to go read it too. But you know their self. Mark chapter 5. There are cases that man can't handle. There are times that men do great things. Men help us a lot. But there are cases that the bank can't handle. They can't handle it. They can't handle the truth. God have told you to do something. They're going to try to. When they came here, when God told me he'd given me that Falcon 900, and the bank, my bank come out here, and you know they sent a black one with them. That's a spot to talk you out. And then, they did that on my insurance too. They sent a black girl to talk to me. She tried to talk me down. I said, woman, you gonna talk to me like this? I ain't stupid. You sent you out here with your black self to tell me I don't come coming. It's black on black crime. See, they sent you out here to talk to me. That's what happened. And they up in my office. They up in my minister's lounge. And they up in there. They brought one black spot, and then about five other folk came with them. And so we telling them, now we got millions of dollars in the bank. And this is a multi-million dollar project. This is playing, isn't it? So we just know our bank, you know, they're going to work it out. But they got a tendency they want you to go to a certain level. So the chief man who come with him, he says, after some discussion, the chief man said, suppose you don't get the plan. I stood up and said, up! You were not called here to make that decision. We're just trying to find out, do you want to be in on it? But we shall fly the plan. Did I tell him that? You wasn't called here to, no. You wasn't called here to make that call, man. I just want to see if you want to be a part of it. You're not a decision maker here. God already, come on. Somebody see that blessing. Somebody see what God told you he's going to do for you. You can't make that decision. How long? 2 months, 3 months? 2 months, we were flying through the air, going on a meeting. Lady at the bank talked to my wife. I don't know why we haven't left that crazy bank anyway. We're in the process. We got to leave these crazy folks. They don't know God big. They don't know God pays all. Oh, Jesus. Some things men, I want to talk about some things men can't do for you. Let's just quickly read. My goodness. Mark chapter 5. Sit down a minute there. You need to see one. Tell the person next to you, you need to see one. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. You need to see one. I'm about to show you one now. I'm about to show you one here. Show you an impossible case for men. Whole town. But Jesus showed up. You know something? When Jesus shows up, Everything is possible. When you go into your house today, I want you to say, Jesus, come on in. I'm serious. I'm serious. You got something in there you don't want him to see? If you shacking, he ain't coming in. He don't live with shack folks. If you're doing drugs, he ain't gonna stay long. As soon as he get a sniff, he gone. You see, I heard of a preacher, and he thought he wasn't sinning. He was sinning all the time, but right before he go to the pulpit, he asked the Lord to forgive him. So he figured he hadn't sinned. But you're not clean just because God forgive you. You have to repent and decide that I'm going to quit what I did. Just asking God, you know, we 1 John 1:9, thou confess, I sin, he's faithful, just forgive. No, you're not really clean yet because you have not repented. You planning on. You're not clear until you repent. When you repent, then Satan know you mean business. So that's why you keep, why I keep going back doing the same thing. I ask the Lord to forgive me. You never repented. You never change your mind. You never say, I'm not going to do it no more. You never say, I don't want to do it no more. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. He'll help you. Now, that's why so many Christians in trouble. They don't repent. They say a little prayer, you know, God, forgive me, blood, Jesus, God, run the cross and all that. Yeah, but did you repent? Did you feel some godly sorrow? Do you really know you done wrong? Do you really know that's not right? Man, he switched on us that fast. We were doing good, not even switch. Man, that's the Lord. See the Lord. Lord trying to help somebody because you're going to walk in the supernatural. You're going to live right. That's the first supernatural thing should happen to you. Holiness is the first supernatural thing should happen to you. Wow. 10 out of 12. Why I keep going back doing the same thing? Why? And then why do I think I'm clean? I said a little prayer. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. I know the blood covered me, and I know Jesus died for me, and I thank you. I'm sorry. No, the Lord said, hey, you're not through. Are you ready to repent? Are you sorry enough to quit? Are you tired making me shame of you? First lesson in the book of Mark is a man who was possessed by demons. And the town tried to tie him up, but they couldn't. He would break their chain. He was so strong. People got demons real strong. I dealt with people with demons. But Jesus come to town. And the demons start talking Jesus out of the man. Because the demon recognized Jesus better than some Christian recognized him. Demon said, you Christ. He knew who he was. Then he tried to call Jesus' hand. You can't do this to me. And then he begged Jesus. He prayed. Demon prayed. Let me go in the swine. And Jesus, I don't know why, Jesus gave him permission to go in the swine. And the man was free. Because Jesus had said, come out of him, you unclean spirit. That's why they asked him to go somewhere. And the man, not a man, clothes, and in his right mind. Now, he was a lunatic, you see what I'm saying? He jumped out the bush and stuff at you. Now, he had these religious folk, not a man, clothes, and in his right mind. They want Jesus to leave. because they couldn't understand the supernatural. It's impossible for this man to be sitting here like this. But he had a supernatural touch from God. That's why he was sitting there like this. So what I'm saying to you is, there's no case too hard for the Spirit of God. When men couldn't handle it, Jesus come in and just called the spirit out. The man closed it. Then the man said, "Lord, I won't go with you." He said, "No, go home and tell your friend what good thing the Lord have done for you." That's supernatural. Say, that's supernatural. Read that and see, can you find that demon bothering you? Because a demon always behind everything. He can't possess you, but he can vex you. There are spirits of infirmities that you sometimes have to deal with. You deal with them in the name of Jesus, and the same power that is in Mark 5 will come to your house. Got everybody stand up. I can't go no further. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Come on, musician. Y'all get the move. What y'all doing? Play some music. What's the matter with y'all? They know they're trying to do what I want them to do. I just vexing them. They don't know whether to go up or come down with me. See, if I go up that night, you might call me down too fast. So they're trying to wait for a spot. Lord, to go now. How many of y'all got blessed? Come on, clap if you're going to clap. Now, I'm telling you, things happen in you today because you can't preach like that and nothing don't happen supernatural. All right? So I'm telling you, you can check it out. And I want you to bring the testimony back. You watching by internet, call it in. Roku, call it in. Leroy Thompson TV, right? Call it in. Y'all know how to do all that, texting and email and all that. Get it in here. Get your testimony here because something happened in your house. Yeah, something happened in that group who listened to me. I know something happened now. I just got to locate. I got to find who it happened to. But something happened. I got confidence in God. You understand me, Audrey? I got something happened. Yeah, something happened because God's word was going. Huh? You had a migraine? It left? Yes, that is right there. That's one. And you used to have that pretty bad, that migraine. It gone forever. Who else in here have migraine headaches sometimes? I want to strike it down. Put your hand up. I'm going to strike it down right now. I'm going to strike it down. In this supernatural atmosphere, I'm striking down in the name of Jesus. I rebuke migraine headaches. Never go and never come back again. In Jesus' name, amen. Done deal. Done deal. Done deal. Done deal. Who have problem breathing? Breathing problem. Get short-winded. Short-winded. Anybody here? Put your hand up. Oh, I see it. Get short-winded. Get short-winded. Short-winded. All right. I'm going to rebuke that right now. I mean, it's going to happen. Based on, Harry, based on God's word, based on the Holy Spirit, and based on the kingdom of God. The Bible said the kingdom of God is not a word, it's a power. So you who haven't breathing problem, I don't know if you need a lung, whatever you need, God got it, and I'm about to speak over it right now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke breathing problem, and now you will freely breathe and breathe long and strong. In Jesus' name, so be it. Hallelujah. I just want to know what he want to deal with. I'm not afraid. Hallelujah. Glory to God.